राज विचार जस्तो तर शिशुमा भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वतीता को प्रभुपाद की अनंत कौरी वैष्णव की आचार्य हरिदास्ता को प्रेम जय कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रवण पानंद शिव वैदिक राधा शिवा श्री गौर भक्त वृंद राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की माया प्रनाथी धाम की न्यू रामनवी की धाम की जगनपुरी धाम की तुलासी देवी की भक्ति देवी की गंगा माई जामुन माई की सामवेत भक्त वृंद गोय से संभव की गोय से संभव की गो गोय से असंभव गोय से शीघ्र रंग Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narang Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayai Can you close this? Because there's going to be a lot of talking going on. The door. Oh, we're reading 10th Canto. Chapter 53, verse 32, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Praptau shutva svaduhito. Udvaha prekshanot sukau. Abhyaya turya goshena. Ramakrishna Osamahanai. Translation, well, we're going to do a few here, except there's nine verses. And then we'll pick out one. At spontaneously, sort of. I'll just read the translation. We can chant Sanskrit later together after this one. Okay, so this one says, 32. The king, upon hearing that Krishna and Balaram had come and were eager to witness his daughter's wedding, went forth with abundant offerings to greet them as music resounded. 33. You can chant with me. Madhuparakamupaniya Sisa upayanyanyabhishtani vidhivat samapujayat. Presenting them with Madhuparka, new clothing, and other desirable gifts. He worshipped them according to standard rituals. 34. Tayor nivejanam shiman ukalpya mahamati sasenyayo sanugayo atitam didadeyata. Generous King Bhishmaka arranged opulent accommodations for the two lords and also for their army and entourage. In this way, he afforded them proper hospitality. 35. Evam rajyam sametanam yata biryam yata vaya yata balam yata vitam sarvai kamai samahayat. Thus it was that Bhishmaka gave all desirable things to the kings who had assembled for the occasion, honoring them as befitted their political power, age, physical prowess, and wealth. Krishna magattam akarnya vidarbha puravasina agatya netra janibi papustam mukha pankajam Anjali. Okay, when the residents of Vidarbhapura heard that Lord Krishna had come, they all went to see him. With the cup palms of their eyes, they drank the honey of his lotus face. 37. This one has purport. And 8 and 9, they all have purports. Okay. Ashaiva bharya bhavitong rukminya hati na para ashavapyana yatma vaishmya samuchita pati. The people of the city said, Rukmini, no one else deserves to become his wife, and he also, possessing such flawless beauty, is the only suitable husband for Princess Bhishmi. Nasab apyana bhagyatma. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, this text combines statements made by different citizens. Some pointed out that Rukmini was a suitable wife for Krishna, and others said that no one else was suitable. Similarly, some stated that Krishna was most suitable for Rukmini, and others stated that no one else would be suitable, a suitable husband for her. Kinchit sucharitam yannas tena tushtas triloka krit anugnatu gnatu vaidabhapanim achyutaha. Translation. May Achyuta, the creator of the three worlds, be satisfied with whatever pious work we may have done and show his mercy by taking the hand of Vaidarbhi. Purport. The devoted citizens of Vidarbha lovingly offered their entire stock of pious credit to Princess Rukmini. They were very eager to see her marry Lord Krishna. Evam prema kalabadha vadanti sma parakasha kanya chanta parat pragad matar guptam bilakalayam. So we can do the words here. Evang, thus, prema, of pure love, kala, by the increase, badha, bound, badant isma, they spoke, pora okasha, the residents of the city. Kanya, the bride, cha, and antapurat, from the inner palace, pragat, went out, bhaktai, by guards, gupta, protected, ambika alayam, to the temple of goddess Ambika. Translation, bound by their swelling love, the city's residents spoke in this way. Then the bride, protected by guards, left the inner palace to visit the temple of Ambika. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the Medini dictionary's definition of the word kala as follows. Kala mule pravidhau shyats chila dal angsha maptrake. The word kala means a root, increase, a stone, or a mere part. Magana tamarandasya gananjana shalakaya chaksuran malitangina tasmai shigarave namaha mugangaro dibachalam pangulanga tegarin yakipata mahambande shigarun dinata. Okay, so. This is the story of Krishna kidnapping Rukmini, famous story in the Bhagavatam. And actually, when I read some of the purports of Vishwanath Chakravarti, there's more there than what we see here. They didn't put all of Vishwanath Chakravarti, neither they could put everything in here because it's a book. So our request of beam throwing will be not totally done, but totally not heard anyway. Okay, so everyone who's been to college or high school or junior high school or elementary, you're usually not allowed to do anything in the class, but Bhagavatam, somehow we're always allowed to do anything, so at least keep it a little lower than the cell phone sound. In the last chapter, Rukmini had her message to Krishna that to kidnap her. Shutvagunan bhuvana sundara shinvatam te nivishakana vivarai haratong matal. This is a very, very famous verse. And She had heard all about Krishna. Shubha means she heard all about Krishna. Gunans, all his qualities. But Krishna has unlimited qualities of attraction. And Rukmini was constantly meditating on that, all these qualities of Krishna, how he looked. Even though she had not actually met Krishna, but different persons had described Krishna to her. And ever since she was small, she was thinking of Krishna. So, and then her letter also is another famous, not quite as famous verse, near the, at the end, it's like seven verses of her letter. So the last, Shyangri Pankaja Rajo, anyway, that verse, the last verse in the chapter, the last chapter. She described that, how even persons like Lord Shiva, what to speak of anyone else, the great rulers of the universe, they take on their helmet the dust of Krishna, that they desire to take the dust. And Lord Shiva desires to bathe in the dust. So, in these verses here now, she's saying a few things that, first of all, it's described here that Krishna is has different names. Besides his quality, he has many names. And Achyuta was one here used for Krishna in one of these verses. There's so many verses here that we have to cover. Achyuta, she used that word for Achyuta. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter, Arjuna addressed Krishna in many ways, but one of them is Achyuta. He asked Krishna. Krishna is a charioteer, so he's not really supposed to order Krishna around. Arjuna knows that, so therefore he says, you put my chariot, Ratam Stapya Me Achyuta. Please place my chariot in the center of all the armies, Nirksheham, so that I could see who's here, who's fighting. But it's very significant. Prabhupada always brings that out, and acharyas bring that, that he uses the word, the term Achyuta. So similarly, the word is used here, because Achyuta means he never fails. So she's hinting, she knows the qualification of Krishna. It's not something sentimental. It's sentimental. It is full of raga. In fact, Jiva Goswami, he also comments that Krishna was thinking, wait a minute, I'm supposed to go back to Braj. Now I'm going to kidnap this girl. But never mind, she has anurag. I have to go. At first he was thinking, should I go? No, of course I have to go. But he was thinking, as soon as he heard it, he was thinking about Rukmini. I have to go and get Rukmini. She said, you're like the lion. Do you think that the jackal of this Shishupal should take what is due to the lion, the wife of the lion? In so many ways, she was praising Krishna and exalted. In her verse, she also said, Shata Janma, Janma Bi, that I will give up, if in this life you don't come and kidnap me. This is her status of her consciousness. First of all, Chittama Patrapam Me, I'm shameless. I have no shame now. You can come. I have no shame. The little girl is supposed to, she's only 14 or something, 15, supposed to have, very shy. But she said, I have none of this type of shame. You come and get me. So, she was completely fixed, thinking of Krishna's quality. Shutva gunam bhuvana sundara. Not only I'm attracted, but bhuvana sundara. You're the most attractive person in the three worlds. Bhuvana sundara. Bhuvana means the entire universe. Bhuvana sundara shimbatamte. How did she become attractive? Karna, nivishya karna vivarai haratonga tapam. That means, Nirvisha means to enter, karna vivarai, karna the ear holes, karna vivarai. So the material world, everyone is hearing something. If they don't hear the qualities of Krishna, They'll never become attractive. It's not possible. This is the essence of all advice. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtana Smriti Kamena. This verse is by Rupa Goswami. He said, this is Ityupadesha Saram. Ityupadesha. The essence of all advice that one has to constantly hear about these qualities of Krishna. Nama, the name of Krishna. One simply takes the name, then he'll, just like Rukmini, she was just hearing the name of Krishna and all about Krishna. She hadn't even seen Krishna. Still, all her senses were attracted. Nivishakarna, and what happened? Nivishakarna vivarai haratongatapam. Harata means to take away. Haratongatapam, all the bodily miseries. Therefore, Rukmini said, even if you don't kidnap me, even if I kill myself by fasting or entering fire, still I will not suffer any pain. I will simply be thinking of your qualities. So this shows just undeviated devotion to Krishna. And then in these verses, she's also saying how she also said, if I have any pious activities, the people are saying also, they're praying that if they had any pious activities, they would give them to Rukmini. If she didn't have enough pious activities, because they were so insistent, as Vishwanath Chakravarti has commented, there are actually seven different statements rolled into one. The combined statements made by citizens, some pointed out Rukmini was a suitable wife, others said no one else was suitable. Naparaha. One of these verses, it says Naparaha. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in his Shikshastakam, last verse, Ashlishyaba Padaratam. So Rukmini has a similar mood. Ashlishyaba Padaratam. If you embrace me and come and kidnap me, it is so wonderful. Even if you don't, even if I haven't amassed enough pious activity that for you to come, if I haven't dug wells in previous life, if I haven't given charity and I haven't planted trees and done so many things, somehow or other I haven't. But in next so many lives, I will do it. In the next hundreds of lives, Shata Janma. Shata means hundreds and thousands of lives. So the citizens are also. And it's described that when Krishna was coming, the persons like Jarasandha, Shishupal, all those demoniac soldiers, they were completely bewildered by Rukmini, by the material energy, just like Ravana, bewildered by Sita. So they saw Rukmini in such a way that they were bewildered so Krishna could come and just take her away. Rukmini was fixed on Krishna. The citizens also, the innocent citizens, they were seeing Krishna. But the demoniac mentality, like Shishupal, Jarasandha, the material world means Karna Vivarai Haratongatap. Their ears are like snake holes. Bile Bhattaro Kramavikramanye Nashim. In second canto, we already heard. Those who don't hear, as Rukmini heard and others heard, then their ear holes are useless. Like snake holes. And they're speaking also. Dadara Keva, just like frogs croaking, eaten by the snake. So when Rukmini Devi, our ISKCON Rukmini Devi, when she was initiated, the tape is there, you can hear. Prabhupada told her that, so if you become Krishna conscious, you become like Rukmini, Krishna will kidnap you. And I was thinking back to that tape, and I remembered that maybe it wasn't that exact, it might have been that exact tape, but she also asked a question that, why should we say my Krishna? I know it's her on one of the similar tape, maybe that very time, and she asked Prabhupada, how do we say my Krishna, because we're supposed to be detached. Of course, everyone was brand new devotee. So, because nothing is mine but Krishna. But then Prabhupada said, of course you want, everyone can have Krishna. We're not that, because if you get Krishna, no one else gets Krishna. So similarly, all these citizens, they also felt love for Krishna, and so many, the gopis, everyone is feeling love for Krishna. And Rukmini, by her desire to love Krishna and thinking of Krishna, that does not diminish Krishna in any way. He can relate to so many. Akila Rasamrita Murti, he's Akila Rasamrita Murti, Prasamarucha, Taraka Palahi. He subdues the gopis by his effulgence. Some gopis, others he captures them. And in this way, Akila Rasamrita Murti, he's attracting everyone, and everyone has a rasa with Krishna. Nitya Krishna, Nitya Siddha Krishna, Prem Sadhya Kabunoi. It is nothing that artificial, but within us, somewhere buried, we have our attraction. Is so much dirt, coal. Prabhupada said it's just like washing coal sometimes to try to, even he said that about his disciples. Washing coal, you know, I try to wash coal. We don't see here, but I remember in Jaipur, I saw in other places in India, but I remember seeing in Jaipur a guy is carrying coal and delivering coal. And they were black from handling all the coal. And somehow or other, I just thought of that. Anyway, coal is like black, charcoal, even a little teeny piece. Sometimes we're artists, we draw with charcoal. And if you have soft charcoal, there's hard charcoal that doesn't come off very easily. But then there's very, very black charcoal. And it's just like regular coal, really. Just that it's softer than coal. You don't want to use it in fire. It won't burn very well, but black, you can't get it off. So this is difficulty that we're like, you know, our rasa with Krishna, our love for Krishna is covered. By hearing this, hearing these pastimes again and again, more bringing our mind, and we can try to clear off the dirt that's accumulated. So we're talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verse. This is the mood of Rukmini. Definitely it's the mood of Radharani. So whether Krishna is embracing her, comes to kidnap her, still she's fixed on Krishna. Even I don't see Krishna. Rukmini had not even seen Krishna. Adarshanam marmahatam kurotuva. Breaking my heart. Marmahatam kurotuva. Yata tata. Whatever Krishna wants to do. So he's achyuta, as being mentioned here in these verses. Ajita means unconquerable. Achyuta especially. He's fixed. So he can do whatever he wants. He's also. So Krishna is very attracted to this mood of Rukmini. As Prabhupada told Rukmini Devi to have that mood of Rukmini. And she does. So we all want to have this mood of Rukmini, that Krishna will kidnap us, will become so attractive. Haratong latapam bhuvana sundara. When we understand that Krishna is the most beautiful, there's no material thing that's beautiful. But in preliminary stage, of course, we're not so attracted. We see Krishna's qualities. Pujaris are making Krishna very beautiful. Or is he making himself beautiful? Decorating. He's always so decorated. And Krishna is described, he is so beautiful that when the messenger came back to see Rukmini, then he was full of the same effulgence, the same ganda, the wonderful fragrance of Krishna, chatusam. That fragrance that immediately Rukmini could perceive, as she was so enlightened immediately that she knew Krishna was coming just by that fragrance. So when we also see the deity, all these things are the stimulus for our devotion to Krishna, bhakti. We shouldn't avoid anything that can give us stimulation. Satam prasangam, mamavirya samvido, association with the devotees. These five things, seeing the deity, Shimurtir, and hearing the Bhagavatam, and chanting more and more, increasing. Prabhupada would always say, if you have spare time, don't talk nonsense. Just read the Shastras and chant the holy name. But in a day, we're not doing 24. Hey, Rad, hey, Raja Devi. the six Goswamis, so absorbed. We're so short of that. And just see these, like Vishwanath Chakravarti has given so many amazing purport. How does he do it? How can he write like that? How can Jiva Goswami write that? Gopal Champu, Sadhavis. Always fully, Nana Shastra Vicharanaikanibana, day and night. How do they do it? Sankhya Purvaka Namaganatibi, Nidra Haradi Harakaribidi. They conquered eating and sleeping. Nidra Lashahata Sukharjivara. We're conquered by sleep. Our acharyas, they conquer sleep. Big difference. So our only business is to take shelter of what they've given here, these purports, these verses. Sukadev Goswami, he assures at the end of the Bhagavatam, many places in Bhagavatam, by hearing and speaking, vicharanapata, bhaktavimuchanara, we will be completely free of our desire to do any mundane thing. So how does it work? Do we become attractive? Vasudevi Bhakti Yoga Praya Janayapyasu Vairagyam. First thing is to hear more and to serve the pure devotees. Without that, then we have no link. What is the pure devotee saying? He's given so many instructions. 24 hours you preach. Oh, you gave out so many books, then double it. So there's no end, it's unlimited. Ananta. Avachuta arta kavibhi nirupito. Speaking of achuta, Prabhupada many times quote this instruction that Narada Muni gave to Vyasadeva about the Bhagavatam. Idam hi pumsa shuta tapasa shuta shiva shishtasya shuta shiva buddhi dateo. Avachuta arta kavibhi nirupito. Avachuta arta. You have to do everything for achuta. Idam hi pumsa tapasa. Whatever tapasya we're doing, we may not do any tapasya, but we have to do some tapasya for Krishna. Shutasya, shvistasya, any learning, buddhi-datayo, any type of yoga, any type of learning, especially whatever our occupation is, all done. Avachutara, kavibir, nirupi. It's already been established, kavibir, by the kavis. Adikavaye, Lord Brahma, or our Goswamis, our acharyas in line. They've already established nirupito, kavibir nirupito. It's not that we have to figure out a new way to do anything. Everything is very clear and simple. You wake up early, you chant. If you can't get to the temple, you chant in your house. Or then you'll realize, well, I'm just a tiny spark. Some people can actually do that, but not so many. And then you have the kirtan. So there's no gap. That in the morning, you're chanting, you're hearing, and then you see many devotees, they have headphones. Even if they have they're in a pujari room, they're hearing again and again. No time for Maya to sneak in, like Shishupal. Or Shishupal will kidnap us. Rascals like Jarasandha and Shishupal, they will steal their mentality will creep in. This type of kata, gramya kata, gramya kata nashuni be. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he came to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was immediately put with Sri Brahmana. And Sarupira Raghu, he is owned by Sarup Damodar. But still, he asked Sarup Damodar, he said, "But I want to ask Mahaprabhu something directly. Can I do that?" He didn't directly even ask. He was right there. I mean, if you're with Sarup Damodar, Sarup Damodar is the direct secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Obviously, you can go directly, but no. So humble that he only asked Sri Ramana, "Can I say something?" He said, "Say something." Okay. What did he say? Gramya Katan, the first thing, Gramya Katan, don't hear nonsense talk. Just hear Krishna Katha. Because he was so advanced. He said, and don't dress nicely, don't eat nicely. Well, he's a Babaji. But even then, he was making feast in the beginning for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because his father was forcibly giving so much wealth. So he said, what am I going to do with this? So he made feast. But after a few years, then he thought, why am I doing this? I ain't taking money from these rascals anymore. So gradually he became more and more renounced till he was only eating. But Mahaprabhu was so attracted, he was eating rice, the cows would not even eat that rice. So this is the mood, Raghunath Das. He's in the mood of Rukmini Devi, that even if I don't get the association. But he, that's how we attract, by the some tapasya also. You cannot expect easy, Prabhupada said, a life of easy going and Krishna consciousness don't go well together. This is a lot of very easy going. Comfort zone. Some people call it attachawa. So we should be very frightened of this mentality, not to succumb to the attachawa mood. The Shishupal will kidnap us instead of Krishna. So also, just to see the words here in these verses, that there's a lot of nice words. Just for Rukmini, we saw three words. Vaishmi and Vaidarbhi, Rukmini. Also, we see here, Bhishmaki gave all desirable things to the kings who had assembled for the occasion, honoring them. It says, yata balam, yata vitam, yata ditam, yata matihi. In the beginning, in the first canto, there's a statement by Suta Goswami. He was asked by Shonaka and all the sages, please describe so many things. So he described, but he said, I will describe just as birds fly in the sky, yata ditam, yata matihi. Just as I have my advancement, I will describe. I can't do any higher, I can only do what I can do. So it was a very humble statement. But yata balam yata vitam. According to how much money they had, vitam. No, vitam eva kalal ninam jamachalagono. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is judged only by their money. But still, here we see, he's a very wealthy man, then he has to have good accommodation. Prabhupada said that. See my disciples. When they come to India, of course, sometimes he would say they were suffering and giving up so many things. But other times, because he wanted to provide a very nice building, Lotus Building in Mayapur was built first, he said, because the devotees need accommodation. He said, the definition of karma, that my devotees, when they come to India, they don't live like a man lying in the gutter. But even still, they have nice accommodation compared to other Indians, many. They did, but it was very austere, say, in the days of Juhu, before there was any building, rats biting your feet. I wasn't there, but it's been heard. But not like licking leaves like those poor people in Mayapur. So, but according to their wealth, Kamais taista hrita gyana. Some of these Kamais could not be satisfied, like Jarasandha and Shishupal. Shishupal went running. Everybody was, we'll read it later, about the battle and trying to kill him. And Krishna was just, he had no problem with them. Until Rukmi came and he was chasing. You'll have to hear about that later. And let's see. We have 32. Maruparkamupaniya vasamsi. Presenting them with Maruparka, new clothing and other desirable gifts, he worshipped them. He worshipped Krishna and Balaram. Just see. So it says, as music resounded, but this type of music we don't hear nowadays. The type of music that King Bhishmaka was a very great king. He had so many musicians described in other places. And Vandi, Sutta, Magadhas that praise the king and give the history of the king. And they chant, so many brahmanas chanting so many shlokas, many, many things, big, big elephants, super intelligent elephants that were called all-seeing. They could see in every direction everything that was going on. That they don't go crazy and mad and just start throwing things around. No. Highly advanced elephants. Even the elephants were very advanced. It was surrounded many elephants. And big things going on. It was not just some little one little shanai. Not like that. Big going on. Madhupaka Samrita Vido is described in the Padyavali one verse, Madhupaka Samrita Vido Karot Yudyamam, that any devotee who, you know, Madhupaka is a sweet drink we offer. We say Madhupaka sometimes, but it's just nothing, but it's supposed to have honey and yogurt and different things in it. But it's described Vepante Duritani Mohamahima Samahamalambate Sanandam Madhupaka Samrita Vido Karot. That when a devotee chants the holy name, Lord Brahma will offer him Madhupaka. That the material energy, Vepante, will become very fearful and faint away, hopefully in ecstasy. Sanandam Madhupaka Samrita Vido. And Lord Brahma will, it says also that Nakaranjanim Kalayate Shi Chitragupta. Chitragupta. He's the guy that, he's the assistant secretary of Yamaraj. He will come and gaze at your lotus feet. He will gaze at the devotee's lotus feet. Shri Chitragupta Kuti. And so, Bruma Kimata Param. Therefore, the verse says, this is a praising in the holy name, how important it is to chant. So Rukmini was hearing the chanting always the holy name of Krishna. So what to speak of Krishna himself, Madhupaka, we offer every arti Madhupaka, or at least they offer during the puja in the morning and the altar, Madhupaka to Krishna. So, but they are getting the actual milk and honey, traditional mixture. This is one of the items to offer respect. But Krishna, he's still acting humble. When Narada comes to see him, even when this Brahmana, I think his name was Sananda, what was his name? He came to see with the letter. Krishna worshipped his feet. He held his feet. He offered him Madhupaka. He put him on a wonderful throne because he's a Brahmana. Krishna, Namo Brahmanya, Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Tajagat Hitaya Krishna. He's always showing the vidhi. I think we had the word vidhi somewhere here also. Vidhi, sarva vidhi nisheta asyur, ete ori vikinkara. All the rules and regulations are subservient to simply thinking of Krishna. Pujayam vidhi vam. When Narada came, first approached Vyasadeva, he also worshipped him, pujayam asa vidhi vam. Just like Vidhi. Vidhi is Brahma because he makes all the rules and regulations. He's Vidhivan. He controls and owns, at least within the universe. So, we should never give up the rules and regulations, not even think about it. It's described whimsically, one should not give up. At the end of 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, one who gives up out of lust, kamakarata. So all these kings, Shishupal, Rukmi, Jarasandha, many others, full of lust. They have no rule that they would worship Krishna. They might worship somebody, Durga. So we should not have their mentality. Utsrijan, giving up the rules and regulations. This is at the end of the 16th chapter where Krishna is described the demoniac. In so many ways, what their mentality is. So if we want an idea how what they're thinking, we can simply read, always read 16th chapter of the Gita and understand the mentality of the Shishupal and the Rukmi Jarasandhas of the world. And Krishna makes it very clear that those who have the godly qualities, Daivi Sampada Demokshaya, they are liberated from this material, pangs of this material world. Daivi Sampada Demokshaya. Nibandaya Asurimata. Those who are asuras, these asura kings, they came there, they were worried about Krishna. Oh, Krishna may come. He's a rascal, he may do something. We have a big army. But they were so bewildered by the external energy. Just seeing Rukmini, they were falling off their horses. They couldn't do anything. And Krishna just came and took Rukmini. Okay, so any comments, questions?
In the Sanatana Goswami Bhagavatam, when the question was asked, who is the recipient of Krishna's mercy, so many personalities came about. And Krishna himself was saying, when he was in, he was, that was his happiest time. And now I'm hit with these.
What was that?
That's in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
He said what?
He says, I'm with these queens like Rukmini,
yeah,
Satyabhama and stuff. Still, they don't make me happy like when I was a child. I didn't want to marry Rukmini. She sent a letter to me. Interesting, is it? But it's not that I in why instigated this. She sent a letter to me and she wanted me to get her, so I went and got her. But, you know, when I was Radha and the Gopis, that's my best time here.
That's true. It's one way. One way of seeing, there's so many ways. Vichar. Vichar means consideration. So by rasa vichar, by tato vichar, you can consider so many things. Leela.
When somebody commented about the Westerners to Srila Prabhupada, and they said that they're like coal, like in regards to purification, Srila Prabhupada said that what happens when you put enough pressure on coal and it turns into a diamond.
It turns into a diamond, yeah. Right. That's another one.
He shot back with that in like 1 second.
But Prabhupada himself said it. And sometimes, I know he said that, but he also said that it's like washing coal, you know, because people were falling down. But yeah, the diamond, I remember Shamadasi, she was old devotee and she passed away now. She told me that she was there and Prabhupada said, my spiritual master has made me a diamond and I can make all of you a diamond. I mean, Prabhupada was already a diamond. We don't have to think that he had to be made a diamond. But by our, so we need definitely association. Prabhupada, he got the association also. So this is touchstone. Quality of touchstone. Anything else? Yeah, Prabhupada had some really good comebacks. There was one time he met with these priests. You could hear it on a conversation. So they were saying, Swamiji, they were fairly respectful to Prabhupada. Your disciples, they're very enthusiastic now, but after some time, don't you think they won't be so enthusiastic? You know, you're here now, like that. They gave some doubt like that. And Prabhupada said, if I give you a very nice plate of food to eat, I don't think he said prasadam, I give you very opulent food to eat, you can say, it will rot. I say, no, I say you will eat it. That's right. Like, who would think of letting it rot? So, Prabhupada was very good with the comebacks. More than good. Maybe Govindadas, you remember some other witty comebacks. Not right now. Yeah, but that coal washing, become a diamond. It takes a while for a diamond. Microphone?
So far as the coal washing thing, say that Westerners, it's like washing coal.
He says that.
Indians, it's like they're covered, but you wash them off and the diamond is already there. And that's why he once said, just after another sannyasi had fallen down, I don't remember who, he was sitting on the veranda in Hawaii, up on that platform, you know, above the entry. He had his massages there. And Sutakirti was massaging him. And he was sitting and rubbing his hands together. A beautiful sight with the sunshine and the rainbows. Nothing more beautiful than Prabhupada in Hawaii. It was like a diamond in a nice setting, you might say. And so he was very thoughtful, very pensive that day. And he was rubbing his hands together with the oil, and he said, yes, the problem is with the Western boys, they go to the other side. And I said, what do you mean by the other side? You mean like they were before? And he said, yes, like they were before. Therefore, most of them will have to take birth in India to complete their Krishna consciousness.
He said that?
Absolutely said that. Sutakirti was very worried after that because he really didn't like India at that time. Now I think he likes it better.
Okay, anything else? Forever hold your peace.